Joyce Cranfield. Please join me every Saturday at 8:00.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Be Truthful and Honest, Part 2. My text is Ephesians 4:25, which states, Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. The church leaders with various gifts are to equip the saints, all Christians, so that they can do the work of ministry. All Christians have spiritual gifts that should be used in ministering to one another. For the edifying of the body of Christ, that is, to build up the church, which is Christ's mystical body, by an increase of their graces and an addition of new members. All are designed to prepare us for heaven. The diversity of gifts serves to bring about the unity of Christ's people. Some people think that the learning of doctrine is inherently divisive, but it is people who divide the church. Whereas the knowledge of the Son of God, both knowing Christ personally and understanding all that he did and taught, is edifying and brings about mature manhood when set forth in love. The work of the gifted ministers was to proclaim and teach the word centered on Christ, rather than on intellectual questioning or accepted conduct teachings of their own. Christ Jesus is the standard of the maturity to which the church must strive for. Christ's fullness is the full expression of his divine and human perfection. Now we shall never come to the perfect man till we come to the perfect world. There is a fullness in Christ, and a fullness to be derived from him, and a certain quality of growth of that fullness, and a measure of that growth are assigned in the counsel of God to every believer. And we never come to that measure till we come to heaven. God's children, as long as they are in this world, are growing. The apostle shows what was God's design in his churches and what effect they ought to have upon us, as that we henceforth be no more children, that is, that we may be no longer children in knowledge, weak in faith, and unstable in our judgments, easily yielding to every temptation, readily complying with everyone's humor, and being at everyone's back. Children are easily imposed upon. Immaturity in the truths of Christian doctrine makes the church the gullible children tossed helplessly by the waves and winds of cunning and deceitful schemes of false teachers. By the sleight of men signifies the mischievous skillfulness of seducers and cunning craftiness, by which is meant their skillfulness in finding ways to seduce and deceive. For it follows, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, in an ambush in order to frustrate the weak and draw them from the truth. The best method we can take to strengthen ourselves against such is to study the Bible and to pray for the illumination and grace of the Spirit of Christ, that we may know the truth as it is in Jesus and be established in it. Also, that we should speak the truth in love, or follow the truth in love, and be sincere in love to our fellow Christians. While we stick to the doctrine of Christ, which is the truth, we should live in love one with another. The truth must not be used as a club to bully people into acceptance and obedience, but must always be presented in love. The truth leads the Christian into maturity, which is defined here as growing up into Christ. As head, Christ leads, directs, and guides the body. Love is an excellent thing, but we must be careful to preserve truth together with it. Truth is an excellent thing, yet it is necessary that we speak it in love and not in rivalry. These two should go together, truth and peace. That we should grow up into Christ in all things, into Christ so as to be more deeply rooted in Him, in all things, in knowledge, love, faith, and all the parts of the new man. We should grow up towards maturity, which is opposed to being children. Those are improving Christians who grow up into Christ. The more we grow into an acquaintance with Christ, faith in Him, love to Him, dependence upon Him, the more we shall flourish in every grace. He is the head, and we should thus grow, that we may thereby honor our head. The Christian's growth tends to the glory of Christ. We should be assisting and helpful one to another as members of the same body. Paul continues the body metaphor to describe the church's maturity. Every member, every believer, viewed as a limb or unit in Christ's body, plays a critical role in this growth. There is no Christian maturity, a true Christian ministry, without love. And every act of love is the name of Christ, is valued and remembered by Him as each part is working properly. When we become a Christian, take attention to lying and be ever careful to speak the truth. Wherefore, since you have been so well instructed in your duty and are under such obligations to do it, let it appear in your future behavior and conduct that there is a great and real change formed in you, particular by putting away lying. Of this sin, the heathen were very guilty, affirming that a profitable lie was better than a hurtful truth. And therefore, the apostle encouraged them to cease from lying, from everything that is contrary to truth. This is a part of the old man that must be put off, and that branch of the new man that must be put on. We must speak the truth in all our conversations with others. It is the character of God's people that they are children who do not and will not lie, who dare not lie, and who hate lying. All who have grace must be concerned about speaking the truth and would not tell a deliberate lie for the greatest gain and benefit to themselves. The reason here given for truthfulness is we are members one of another. Truth is a debt we owe to one another. And if we love one another, we shall not deceive nor lie one to another. We belong to the same body, which lying tends to dissolve, and therefore we should avoid it and speak truth. Let us remember that Jesus paid the price for our sins by being crucified on the cross. So let us take up our cross daily and be obedient to His will. Americans are feeling better about the economy for the first time in 4 months by Brian Mina, CNN, updated May 28, 2024. Americans' attitude to the economy improved this month for the first time since January, thanks to better perceptions of the job market. The Confederate Boas Consumer Confidence Index for this month climbed to a reading of 102, up from 97.5 in April. Americans of all age groups felt better about the economy, the survey noted. After consumer confidence declined in each of the prior 3 months. Consumer assessment of current business conditions was slightly less positive than last month. However, the strong labor market continued to bolster consumers' overall assessment of the present situation, Dana Peterson, chief economist at the Conference Board, said. Do you feel better off in 2024? Compared to the University of Michigan Consumer Survey, the Conference Board survey puts more weight on perceptions of the job market. Unemployment remains below 4%. Job openings still exceed the number of unemployed people seeking work, and employers are still pumping out jobs at a brisk pace. But elevated inflation still looms large. That's precisely why consumer confidence declined for three straight months prior to May, when inflation readings came in hotter than expected. The April survey showed that consumers cited prices, especially for food and groceries, as having the greatest impact on their view of the U.S. economy, Peterson said. The survey also showed that respondents felt more upbeat about the stock market, with 48.2% expecting stock prices to increase over the year ahead, compared to 24.4% expecting a decrease, and 26.4% expecting no change. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air, Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is focus. If you have ever flown in an airplane, you know that your perspective of the earth is far different from what it was when you were on the ground. This is the kind of perspective God wants to give us concerning our lives. As we focus on God, instead of ourselves and our circumstances, our perspectives change. By focus, we mean prioritizing your relationship with God by setting spiritual goals for yourself. Things like spending more time with God, studying the Word of God, praying, praising, and living according to the Word. Don't get bogged down in the circumstances of life. At the moment, we see only our immediate problems and burdens, but God sees the whole. He sees the present and the future. He wants to lift us above ourselves. He wants us to focus on everything in light of His plans. Psalms 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." Keep your heart, mind, and soul on God, because He sees the whole picture and He knows what is best for you. You can trust Him because He loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. Yet, God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey His word, and focus on carrying out God's plan for your life.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, The Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.